the heroes. It's 12 minutes after 10. It's a Tuesday morning. We have no Hannah Banana Barker. So it's very quiet in the studio, I must admit. We've got... we could all get a word in edgeways, can't we? So we've got Josh. Oh, gosh. It's Josh. Morning, gosh, Josh.
Morning.
First... Oh, no, it's the second day of your holidays, isn't it?
The first one.
First one. Okay, and we read one yesterday, didn't you? That was a holiday.
Yes.
There you go. This is the second day of the holiday, then. And we've also got... Just Sire in as well, otherwise known as Josiah. But when you talk into Siri, Siri always says Just Sire, because he doesn't understand the name Josiah. Neither did I, to be quite honest. So, good morning. Are you look, you're going to have to fill this part, because normally Hannah is there, you know, and she can fill 3 hours worth of stuff. We've only got 5 minutes. We're asking the question. And what's the first question going to be? Ask me anything. Do you want to go first, Gosh? It's Josh.
Okay.
Okay, what's your question, Gosh? It's Josh.
What would be your ideal house?
What would be my ideal house? I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the house that I live in now. But I could do with a bit more. I like the old... I'd like a house... Okay, yes, now I've got it. I'd like a house that looks really, really old and, you know, picturesque on the outside, but modern on the inside, so that you've got everything there that you need, you know, TVs that work and are connected to the internet, no cables. A house with no cables that looks lovely and picturesque on the outside and modern on the inside. That would be my ideal house. Okay, it doesn't have to be massive, doesn't have to be huge, doesn't have to have a swimming pool or anything like that. That would be perfect. That would be, my kind of house. What about you, Josiah?
Well, I've never really cared for, like, massive houses, because you got to fill them, don't you? You've got to put stuff in there, and it's just really annoying. So if you have, like, a... Some of them just has, like, a giant lounge, to be honest. Multiple TVs. Just a normal house.
Giant lounge.
I'm not really bothered.
Because you're such a lazy so-and-so. This is a man that the other week said about fridges and wanted a fridge that actually, if you could invent something, he wanted a fridge that could actually walk towards you. I mean...
how helpful is that?
wouldn't it be great if you had a sofa that just suddenly you push a button and you're in bed?
That's a good invention.
He's thinking about it. Look at that. He's thinking
about
it.
Actually, isn't that called a sofa bed?
Well, there you go. What about you?
A 70s... You know, kind of diner kind... Like a diner. So 70s kind of...
You want a diner? Yeah? So you want to live in a diner? A 70s diner? There's one at the top of town. Go and see if you can live in there. Just order a coffee and sit down and see how long it takes for them to remove you. Sorry, I've moved in. I'm squatting. So go on. Sorry, I've interrupted you.
So, like, have a house with, like, the old 70s kind of stuff, like jukeboxes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm liking the sound of that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Okay, who wants to go next? Your question now, Josh. Josiah.
You gonna do?
Go on, you gonna do this?
Well, my question is: I have glasses. What's up with your eyes, guys?
That's a great question. Did you think of that all by yourself?
No, you came up with it.
So I don't know whether it's politically correct or something, but I just think, what's up with your eyes? I wear glasses. You wear glasses. I think you wear glasses as well, don't you, Josh? So okay, what's up with your eyes? Are you long sighted, short sighted, colour blind? What?
I'm short-sighted.
What does that actually mean, short-sighted? So you can't see...
You can see things up close, but not from a distance.
Right, see things up close, but not from a distance.
I can never remember the difference between long and short-sighted.
Whereas long-sighted are things where you can't see things up close.
Okay, so you don't need glasses to look at a computer screen?
I do.
You do? So does that mean that you got that wrong, then? Because you said you can see things up close. See, I've never understood this, to be honest. Long sighted,
really
short sighted. It is confusing, because the definition you just gave was you can see things up close, but you need glasses to... All right, he's looked it up.
The Google one is so useless. I just typed in short sighted, and the answer is having short sight.
Right.
That doesn't answer the question.
It doesn't really, does it?
It wasn't really a question, but it doesn't really answer anything.
I'm all right with seeing things far away, but so the stuff close up I need glasses for. So what does that make me?
Long sight to...
Is that right?
No idea.
I've got no idea. So, what's up with your eyes?
What's up with my eyes? I can't see further than, like, here without it being blurry. Here's not that easy. I can't see far away, and I can't read. But
right.
It's up close.
So you need your glasses to do all of that for you then?
Yeah, but I can see like that. Like, up to here, fine. Up to the mic, fine. But...
Oh, right. So when you take those off, you can hardly see me. I'm just a blur.
Well, I can see you. You're just blurry.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, but not like a blob.
You should get your ears sorted out as well.
I might need to. I'm going deaf.
All right, then. So I think that was a great question. What's up with your eyes?
It was a good question. It was a really good
All right,
question.
Then. So you may have noticed if you were listening, you know, closely, that one of us has a cold. Okay. You're lucky to be in the studio because most people get asked to leave. One of us has a cold. What do you take when you've got a cold? Do you do nothing, or do you take something? Do you drink things, or whatever? What do you do when you've got a cold? What do you take? Are you taking any medication at the moment?
I do nothing.
Nothing? What, no, you don't take any Lemsips, anything?
No.
No, unblock your nose and stuff? You don't use any snorts or stuff that just clear your nostrils and stuff? You don't do anything?
No.
Nothing at all? Man, we got to talk. I can help you. I can help you. I'm like a walking chemist. There's loads of stuff I can help you with. What about you? Because you're going to need it, obviously. You're going to need some advice because you're going to get it. You're sat right next to him.
If you have, like, sore throat and headache, you take, like...
Yeah?
Paracetamol or whatever.
Paracetamol?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best advice I have to anyone.
All right, okay. I can't remember the stuff that my wife makes me take. There is that thing you shove up your nose, a Vicks Sinex spray that you go and it clears your nostrils.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going
to. There was something else that you do exactly the same thing. There's a fluidy thing that you shove up your nose, you snort it, and you take a few drops back in your nose, but I can't remember what it's called, but it's at home. It's in a blue bottle. So I'll message you, all right? Okay, well, that's it then. Next week we're going to need details about how, you know, to get rid of our colds, aren't we?
Well, we're all going to have.
I just want to say thank you to Josh for giving me his cold, because, you know, in advance, because we're bound to get it.
Yeah,
you
going to the festival with a cold's going to be hell.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Josh. Thanks for that. Okay, then, that was Ask Me Anything. On the way, some Roxette.